Mary E. Penn, An Introduction. It is a delicious literary irony that Mary E. Penn, a writer of ghost, crime and mystery short stories during the Victorian era, is a complete enigma. All that remain of her life are the 29 or so stories that were published or attributed to her. In the Mist is set in the county of Cornwall. When two lovers jealously quarrel, the result appears to end in murder. But what exactly did happen?
In the Mist by Mary E. Penn. 1. Yes, Winnie, I say it, and I mean it. You are a cruel coquette. You know that I love you more than life itself, as and yet you take a pleasure in tormenting me. It is you who torment me with your jealous suspicions, Noel, and your temper is simply unbearable. I warn you that you may try me too far. This fragment of dialogue reached my ears one autumn afternoon, as I, the vicar of Penraven, was returning home across the heights after a long round of parochial visits. The speakers stood facing each other on the dusty, sunburnt turf at the edge of the cliff, too much absorbed in their quarrel to notice my approach. Not that my presence would have greatly disconcerted them had they been aware of it. I had known both Winifred Carlyon and Noel Tremayne from childhood, had christened them, and should probably have the pleasant task of marrying them, if all went well, though the course of their true love did not seem to be running very smoothly at this moment. It must be admitted that there was some ground for their mutual reproaches. Tremayne, who was a clever young mining engineer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?